From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. At least 9 people have been killed and dozens injured by a bomb at a busy restaurant in western India. Anti-terrorism forces have been dispatched to the scene, and major cities around the country have been placed on heightened alert. NPR's Philip Reeves has more from the capital, New Delhi.
The explosion was at the German Bakery, a restaurant in the city of Pune in western India. It's near a meditation center popular with foreign visitors. A senior Indian official said intelligence services have initially concluded it was a bomb in an unattended package. It detonated during the evening of a holiday weekend when the restaurant was busy. This is the first big attack of this kind since more than 160 people were killed in a multiple assault on the city of Mumbai in late 2008. That attack was the work of Pakistan-based militants. India responded by freezing peacemaking with Pakistan. Recently, India's move towards ending that freeze. Only yesterday, India and Pakistan finalized plans for high-level talks this month. Attention's now focusing on whether this attack will impact those talks. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
U.S. forces in Afghanistan are leading a major offensive to push Taliban militants out of the southern town of Marja. It's the largest area in southern Helmand province that remains under Taliban control. Lieutenant Ryan Engel says his company has met scattered resistance, but has had to deal with buried mines and booby traps.
3-6 Lima Company, we came into the northwest area of Marja and took this intersection of the canals. There was limited resistance, much less than was expected, but we did find several IEDs and bombs and things like that.
The military says Marja has been a recruitment center for insurgents. Police in Alabama have charged a college professor with murder after a deadly shooting spree at the University of Alabama at Huntsville yesterday. Oliver Stoutner of member station WLRH has details.
The UA Huntsville campus remains closed today after the shootings that left 3 faculty members dead and another 3 university employees injured yesterday afternoon. Authorities say biology professor Amy Bishop opened fire during a faculty meeting. She'd reportedly been denied tenure and had lost her final appeal yesterday. Police say that a 9mm pistol believed to be used in the shootings was found in a second floor bathroom of the university's science and technology building where the shootings took place. University President Dave Williams said that classes have been canceled for all next week and that a prayer service has been scheduled for tomorrow at noon. For NPR News, I'm Oliver Stoutner in Huntsville, Alabama.
The Deep South is digging out of one of its deepest snowfalls on record. Hundreds of flights at Atlanta's International Airport have been canceled. More than 0.5 foot of snow fell in South Carolina, and in Texas, the Dallas area got more than 1 foot. Tens of thousands of people throughout the region are without power. This is NPR News in Washington. The International Space Station has a new addition after its crew and space shuttle astronauts connected the new segment yesterday and opened the hatch last night. But NASA has run into a problem with a critical insulation cover, and engineers are trying to determine what to do about it. The new module is an additional living compartment for the space station crew. On the first full day of competition at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, luge athletes won't face the full length of the sliding course in Whistler. Crews have made changes to the ice in response to a training accident yesterday that killed a Georgian slider. From Vancouver, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The changes were made for what luge officials called emotional reasons, given the death yesterday of 21-year-old Nodar Kumaratashvili, who flew from the track at close to 90 miles an hour and slammed into a steel post. Overnight, crews raised the sidewall coming out of the last turn of the track so that an athlete who crashes will stay on the ice. They also shaved the ice so that it presumably directs out-of-control sleds away from the wall. And they're starting the men's competition from the women's start. That eliminates the first turn and should slow the speed of the sleds. There's talk about starting the women's races lower as well. Luge officials essentially blame driver error for the accident. They say the course is not too fast or too dangerous, as some luge and bobsled athletes allege. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
President Obama today named White House official Rashad Hussein to be special envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. In a message to the U.S. Islamic World Forum in Qatar, the president called Hussein a respected member of the American Muslim community. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.